Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 28th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Methadone blockade of inward rectifier potassium current promotes both early and delayed repolarization arrhythmias, mechanistic insights from computational modeling. This computational modeling study reveals that methadone's blockade of the inward rectifier potassium current and other ion channels promotes both early and delayed repolarization arrhythmias. By simulating methadone's effects on cardiac electrophysiology, the study highlights the complex proarrhythmic mechanisms associated with methadone use, offering insights into its potential cardiac risks. These findings suggest that methadone-induced arrhythmias are not solely due to delayed repolarization, warranting careful ECG monitoring in vulnerable patients. Article number 2. Interventional partial cavopulmonary connection. Initial clinical experience with acute procedural up to midterm results. This study evaluates the initial clinical experience with interventional creation of a partial cavopulmonary connection in patients with isolated right-sided heart failure or cyanosis. The procedure was found to improve exercise capacity and facilitate activities of daily living in patients with deteriorated clinical condition. While surgical partial cavopulmonary connection creation may be a high-risk procedure in this patient group, the interventional approach offers a less invasive alternative. Article number 3. Trends in racial and ethnic disparities in maternal cardiovascular health in California. This analysis of California birth records from 2007 to 2019 reveals significant racial and ethnic disparities in maternal cardiovascular health, specifically hypertensive disorders of pregnancy. The study found variations in the prevalence and trends of these disorders among different racial and ethnic groups. These findings highlight the need for targeted interventions to address these disparities and improve maternal cardiovascular outcomes. Article number 4. Design of Black Impact, a randomized controlled trial evaluating the mechanisms underlying psychosocial stress reduction in a cardiovascular health intervention. This article describes the design of the Black Impact randomized controlled trial, a 24-week cardiovascular health intervention developed for Black men. The study aims to evaluate the mechanisms by which psychosocial stress reduction improves cardiovascular health outcomes in this population, as measured by the American Heart Association's Life's Essential 8 metrics. The trial is conducted through an academic community government industry partnership. Article number 5. Static and dynamic effects of stroke onset on depressive symptoms in middle-aged and older adults. Evidence across 21 countries. This pooled multi-cohort study across 21 countries examined the relationship between stroke and depressive symptoms in adults aged 50 years and older. The study found that stroke is associated with an increased risk of depressive symptoms, highlighting the need for integrated mental health care following stroke. Both the initial stroke event and subsequent changes over time were found to impact depressive symptoms. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.